This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford Blackrock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, old stock. Consternation here on the Blackrock Road. I have a new neighbour and isn't even Kerry. I thought at first that he must have won the lottery to afford a 5 million euro mansion down here, but then I heard his wife's from Ennis, so drug money. Anyway, I heard loud animal noises coming from his place this morning. I assumed it was just himself and the wife having a conversation, so you can imagine my surprise when I took out my purring telescope and saw that he's a herd of alpacas in the back garden. I went over to the wall and said, "What's the story, old stock?" He said, "I can't help turning my house into a tourist attraction because isn't it the way that I'm from Kerry?" I hear now that he's going to start charging visitors from Monday. How can I put a stop to this? Reggie, Blackrock?
My niece is writing a book on Kerry people. It's called The Meaning of Yerra. I said, "Does everyone in Kerry have a herd of alpacas in their back garden?" She said, "Don't be ridiculous. Some of them have llamas."
Hi girl, I'm the leading influencer in South Munster, measured by the number of my followers who required hospitalisation after they used some face cream that I promoted for 8 grand on my Instagram feed. You hardly think I put that gunk on myself. Anyway, I just heard that Matt Damon and your one from Killing Eve are back in Dublin doing their film. Amazeballs for me on the cred front if I could stalk them and get a selfie or two. Would I be safe in Dublin or is it hopping with the COVID? At You So Wish Like, Turner's Cross and Monte Carlo.
My cousin lives in Dublin because she did something terrible in her past life. I rang her there. She said Matt Damon isn't letting anyone within 100 metres because he heard that it's highly contagious. Oh, I said COVID-19. She said, "No, the Dort accent. Hashtag totally right."
Guten Tag. My brother is coming over to visit me in Ballincollig soon because he would like to sample the crack. We've been trying to make sense of the COVID-19 travel restrictions here in Ireland and I have to admit, it would be easier to understand a Dortmund man with his head in a bucket of water. Dortmund is the German word for Dahnmannway, yeah? The newspaper says that Germany will be added to your green list because our infection rate is under 50 at 21. So far, so good. But the Irish infection rate is 48 and rising, which means that shortly you will not be allowed to travel from Ireland to Ireland. My head is turning into an apple strudel from trying to understand this situation. Can you clarify? Jürgen, Ballincollig and Berlin.
My cousin is an epidemiologist, an actual epidemiologist now, not just a guy who watched 2 videos on YouTube. I said, "Would you travel abroad right now?" He said, "Absolutely." I said, "Where?" He said, "Anywhere to get away from this government."
It's getting lively on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes, donors who are too posh to pedal. Fifi underscore, mine cost 3 grand actually, said the best thing about electric bikes is the way you can glide along looking amazing, rather than coming across as one of those sweaty betties from Grange who's wrecked from all the pedalling. Laura underscore, house at Castle Gregory, said she has nothing against polar bears or trees. It's not like they're noise, but there is no way she's getting out of her Range Rover to cycle around on something that doesn't have a number plate saying 202C, bitches, I'm richer than you. So, like, can you get a message to the Greens and tell them we'll go electric if they put a number plate on the bike? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the Green Party hotline there on 1-800-JUDGMENTAL. This Italian guy answered and said, "How I can help?" I said, "What do you think of electric bikes?" He said, "I would be happier to get up on a one." I said, "You're Italian, you'd be happy to get up on anything." He said, "That's about a racist and a true." Hashtag meeting him for coffee and maybe more.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.